Good morning, everyone. I'm MacBrian Miaga. I'm here to share my eulogy about my grandparent, Josefina. A mother, a wife, a friend. Throughout her life, Josefina fulfilled all of these roles. Maybe some knew her as Mommy, Nanay, Lola, or just Sefa. There are some also calling her other names. I'm sure they called her many things over the years. To me and her 7 other grandchildren, she was simply our mama. And to all of us, she was a pretty amazing lady. She was the best. She's my beloved grandma. I reached my cousins and asked them a pretty simple and straightforward question. What are the best words that it makes you remember mama or grandma? They all answered at once and said, compassionate and perfect. Grandma was unbelievably compassionate. Her heart and her generosity knew no bounds. Her door was always open. Literally, she rarely lacked it. You could just walk in, and people often did. Family, friends, or even neighbors. Me and my cousins always did it. We all know that we had a place to stay for a few minutes, a few hours, or a few days to enjoy her hospitality and her generosity. Moreover, she always donated her time to others. I always remember that moment when we walked together and saw a bigger girl. Although she's not smelling good and she's dirty, and a lot of people are keeping a distance with her. But my mama, or grandma, still approached her, brought her with us, and she treated the girl just like how we treat her own daughter. That was the time that I adored and inspired her the most. Mama was fun. As children, we loved to go and visit her because we always had a good time. In fact, she was the epitome of fun. She loved to play games and was a phenomenal card and game player. As a child, as a teenager, I always looked forward to and enjoyed playing the games Onggoy Onggoy, Bulak Bulak, Snake and Ladder, and other fun games. She was perfect in every aspect. Her laugh, her smile, her big kisses, her hugs. They were all perfect. And she was the perfect grandmother. And I believe I am also a little closer to perfection because a perfect being has become part of my life. That's all. Thank you.